Good evening. This is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident in the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes. How long will the survey take?
5 minutes, maybe 7 at the most.
Okay.
What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your opinion?
Can I ask who's funding this poll?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell me who's funding this poll?
This is a private company. Opinion Research is a private company.
Okay.
It's only with research purposes.
Who's commissioned this poll?
It's the environmental organization in the state of Minnesota.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. So what's this question? What's the most important issue facing this kid?
No, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your opinion?
Well, there are a lot of them.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, there's just so many. It's not a multiple choice question.
Can I name a few and then you decide whether you want to pick one of them?
Sure.
Economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government spending, education, healthcare, moral social issues, environment, crime, drugs.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking like responding to climate change.
Well, we have environment as an option.
Yeah. I don't know. Can we go on to the next question?
Okay, no problem. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion?
Well, responding to climate change.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing, environmental issue facing Minnesota, the state of Minnesota?
Also responding, preparing for dealing with the impact of climate change.
Climate change, okay, thank you. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Electric utilities, would you say they are doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. What about mining? Are they doing excellent, good, poor? Okay, thank you. What about agriculture and farming?
What's the one above poor, fair?
Just fair, correct.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What about refining?
Poor.
Poor, thank you. What about medical manufacturing?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. What about forest products?
From what I know in Minnesota, I'd go good.
Good, okay, thank you. Next question. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups, are they doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent, okay. What about U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
Good, okay. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. What about the county land departments?
For Ramsey County? My particular county? Okay. Good.
Good, okay. What about forest and timber industries?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you so much. Next question. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood, paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat. Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
I believe it's I believe it's more than harvested.
More than harvested. Thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than it was back in the 70s? Or about the same?
I think it's about the same, but I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
Things will probably have to change. I'm going to answer yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say positive, no impact, or negative?
There's some good and there's some negative. I'm going to skip that one.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Maybe a possibility.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate the land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
So designated for just that purpose?
Just for that specific purpose, yes.
Probably no.
No, okay, thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests to use by biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests to use by biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota forest products industry, yes or no?
Probably no.
No. Okay. Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or
yes.
No? Okay, thank you. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
Significant. Thank you so much. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industries' most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Do you support or oppose?
I'm not sure. We'd need to know the details.
Okay. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classrooms outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number of diversity and the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making similar investment to support its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
It depends. I can't answer that on just a generic yes or no. So maybe.
Okay. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for the part of the program.
So, sir, this has been more than 10 minutes, and you said it would be 5 minutes. I've got to pick up my son from a basketball practice. So I need to hang up now. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.